Day 89 or March the 30th. We're all different. Our thoughts today are from 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 1. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. The war with the Philistines continues, and today we learn of the deaths of four giant friends of Goliath from Gath. If you remember, David collected 5 smooth stones from the stream in the valley of Elah when he killed Goliath, but he used only one of them. The other 4 were almost certainly meant for the 4 giants mentioned towards the end of 2 Samuel. They were finally killed by David's army, but years earlier David had been prepared to do it himself, but God had other plans. We are now approaching the final days in the reign of David, and he celebrates God's goodness in his life as he composes a psalm of thanksgiving. And now today's action step. David never saw King Saul as his enemy, even though Saul constantly confronted him throughout his life. David did his best to gain victory over his enemies. But as we can see from our verse today, he never included Saul in that group. Sometimes, in our Christian lives, there are folk who always seem to test our resolve to love your neighbour. They are a sort of Saul in our life, insofar as they have been called by God, but their approach and attitude seems to constantly run against the grain of our own approach as we seek to serve God in our daily lives. Don't let them stop you doing the right thing before God. Actually, we may be a Saul for someone else too. Now that's a sobering thought. We may be a stumbling block for others trying to serve our God. This is something we need to be constantly on the lookout for. May we be forgiven for the times we have run roughshod over someone else as we pursue our mission in life. And may we be ready to forgive those who do it to us as they seek to serve God.